Thank you for holding. Is this Mark?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Mark. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day so far, so good problems to have on this side. Yeah, yeah, definitely a good problem. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing. Did you have any questions about our services aside from just the cost?
Now, you guys are affiliated with Google, obviously. What else are companies are you guys affiliated with?
We're actually in the process of becoming a Meta partner as well, but it's not completed.
Okay. Because I am featured on Angie List also. And
correct.
I was wondering, how does that work? Because I get the reviews from Angie's List. And I actually haven't uploaded my badges yet from Angie's List to my website. I do have a website also.
Right, the Valley HVACRefrigeration.com?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the site pulled up here. So what are you asking so much as to, like, do we apply those accreditations to your Google Business Profile?
Yes, and, Yelp is out there also. What other companies that you guys, affiliate with? Do you affiliate with Yelp also as well?
Yes, yep, we affiliate with Yelp. Facebook owns Instagram, so those two kind of go hand in hand, but we don't do any kind of Instagram posting, just Facebook and Facebook ads, also known as Meta.
I do have Facebook, and actually I'm changing my Facebook page because it's only a page.
Mm-hmm.
It's attached to my personal, so I'm actually, I got my website designer actually making its own page. That's going to be done today.
An independent.
But I do have its own. Yep, it has its own Instagram already.
Perfect. Yeah, we would do Facebook ads, so it wouldn't just be creating the page, but it would actually get remarketed and marketed to people who have looked for your services in the past or are currently looking for your services on Facebook.
Okay.
So that's huge. Okay. Even if they search for it on another platform and then they log on to their Facebook, you would get marketed to them as like a pop-up there to the side, as long as they're, within the local area of 40 miles of you. But
nice.
we have a total of 60 directories that we submit you to. So the first page placement on Google is a major search engine. That's the moneymaker. That's what most people are using. So obviously this whole conversation is, the major benefit is going to be that first page placement. That's where all your calls are going to come from. But we do put you on Bing as well, the second largest search engine in the world. They have a top 5 recommended option on the first page of their search results. And then you have 60 total directories. So like Yelp is just one of them. There's Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, just to name a few. We even cover you on Amazon Alexa voice search devices. So if they're searching on an Amazon Alexa device, hey Alexa, find the HVAC contractor near me. We make sure that you come up as a top option there too. It's actually its own submission, but they do use the Google top recommended guys to refer to people doing a voice search. So you would end up ultimately as a top option for them as well.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we try to cover as many bases as possible. I mean, obviously the Google listing is the priority because we're a Google partner. We've been in business since 2004, so our relationship with Google is the strongest. We're located in Orange County, California, like right next to the Irvine location, Google headquarters, which is actually known as Google Building 1 now. That's their newest location. That's where we get all our accreditations from. So as far as like the other accreditations that you've earned on other platforms, it's definitely something that we would hyperlink or want to have promoted to people. Anything that adds more credibility to your business, like the BBB, those are all things that we want to have promoted and attached to the listings if it shores up your opportunity of landing those potential prospects. At the end of the day, our services are month to month, so, we want to do everything that we can and use all the tools at our disposal to ensure you the maximum amount of return on investment, and that definitely increases our odds of you returning to us each month. And our goal is obviously to retain you long term, maybe for like as long as you own your business.
Yeah, right.
So there's always opportunity for growth. I would definitely have you started out on an entry level type package. And then obviously if you wanted to expand, we could always grow. But starting out, I'd want to keep it, 15 keywords or services at a time, about a 40 mile radius. The local packages run $299, with the new in business credit applied and us using the website that you already have developed. And then obviously if you expand and you say, hey, you want to cover more than 40 miles, a couple months down the line, as long as the reviews that you're accumulating are all checking out and everything's moving in the right direction, we could definitely expand you and grow your business by doing a different product or adding another product like Google Ads or our Google Guarantee program, which is Google's newest product and the most advanced form of marketing to date. The only reason I don't recommend those two right off the bat is because it's not going to be the most cost efficient if you're just starting out marketing on Google. Could actually also be overwhelming. It's always better to kind of start out locally and then make sure you can handle that and then expand from there. The Google Ads are pay per click and the Google Guarantees are pay per lead. I'm not a huge fan of pay per lead, but it is a product that we do offer, and it does give your customers an extra peace of mind knowing that you've been background screened and that Google's even going to provide that insurance. So those leads are a lot higher quality than something you would see from like Home Advisor or Angie's List, in the sense that they only go to one contractor. We don't send the same lead to multiple contractors, and we actually hand the leads off to you with the live customer or potential prospect on the line. So,
just some food. Okay.
Yeah, just some
because
food.
Because Angie's Leads is right there, and that's, I didn't know that. That they,
yeah.
They hand them off to multiple people.
Right. Well, they write it down and they text it to you guys, or like send it over in a message, and then it'll go to like five or six of you usually. Yeah. Yeah, Google doesn't do that.
So they're making their money off of five different people because
right.
As soon as you open it up and you show interest, or as soon as you get that lead, they charge you for that.
Right. Yeah, they charge you even if you don't get it. Right. They say it's pay per lead, but they act like it's pay per job, and they get the guys all interested, and then they find out later. They're getting charged for every single lead. So I'm not a big fan of those. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of pay-per-lead services. Actually, when they talked about doing pay-per-lead originally, Google and their seminars, I was so against it until I realized that, that they were kind of doing it to combat what Home Advisor was doing. They were thinking about, maybe if Home Advisor or Angie's List gets shut down in the future, which is likely, it's happened before when they were called Service Magic back in the day, back in like 2012. Yeah, so they're like, okay, if that happens again, then all these business owners will still be able to accommodate if they want to go through the background screening and do Google Guarantee and do a pay-per-lead type service. So that's just something that was developed as a response to what they're doing there.
Yeah, see, I already been paid my money to them as, because there's a fee to sign up, a yearly fee.
Right,
and then,
right.
And then you go with, because right now I'm on pause with them right now because I'm actually getting ready to go out of town. I'll be in California here next week.
Oh, nice.
So I paused my lease, yeah. Going to L.A. for Disney.
Oh, yeah. That's actually closer to us than L.A. Disneyland's in Anaheim, California. Yeah, that's Orange County. That's where we are. Yeah, so you're coming over here.
So, exactly.
I take
going
my
kids there
all the time. Yeah, it's amazing. But be prepared, like, long lines and a lot of money, Everybody calls it the happiest place on earth, but those lines, they get long. But if you go during the week,
it's a place that's going to break you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but yeah, it's definitely, I do it a little different because I live out here. I've been able to make some friends that work there. Like I have a family friend. She's been like the head of the security there for like 20 years. And she's able to just kind of walk us in. She could do up to like six people. So I usually will just call her up and be like, hey, you want to make $300 real quick? And her ticket will get us entry for the family into both parks. So I'd rather pay her.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah, those park hopper ones are like $200 a piece, if not more.
Yes,
to be able to
they
go
are.
Yeah, so yeah, I always call her first. I'm like, okay, you know. But my youngest just turned 2 recently. If they're that young, they're actually free. But I took the family over there just about 2 weeks ago. It's amazing, though. It's worth it. It's gotten a lot better, especially if you have little ones that are, like, interested in, like, Cars and Toy Story and all the Disney stuff, you know. It's definitely
yeah, and I get the girlfriend, 8-year-old, and my son is 13, and I got my 17-year-old daughter. You know.
Yeah. Oh, they'll all love it. It doesn't matter. I'm 30 years old. I love it. You know. I mean, we grew up like when I was a baby, Lion King was like barely coming out. You know, and like they have all that stuff. Yeah. So it's definitely nostalgic.
Yeah.
You know, for any age group, I don't think it really matters. You know, Mickey Mouse came out a long time ago, and it still probably feels amazing for those old people.
Over 50 years.
Yeah.
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 I think it's 100 years now, because they're celebrating 100 years here in July.
Yeah. It's
or June and July, time. Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually might lose the patent for Mickey Mouse, believe it or not. And then they're talking about changing Disney's primary character from, like, this, from Mickey Mouse to, like, this dragon-type character, so... Kind of interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
they
really
take
weird.
Take the statue out now, because they got to do a statue down there, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the patent and everything is expiring, so they don't actually own the rights to his likeness. And I guess that means that people can use Mickey Mouse that aren't without paying Disney. So Disney's like, okay, we need to have a character that we can actually re-trademark, because we'll probably lose the trademark and the patent on the Mickey Mouse, and so. That's kind of yeah. So unless there could be another deal swung, unless there's somebody out there with a good mind and heart and understands that Walt Disney actually created Mickey Mouse and he belongs at Disneyland and overrides that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, there's all this legal stuff that comes into it and people wanting to be able to use it outside of just Disneyland and create other parks. So it's interesting, but you'll have a good time nonetheless. How long is the drive from there? Like six hours? Yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the drive from here all the way up PCH, all the way up to San Francisco and back down. They have like Big Sur and everything, Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trip right there. That's a generational trip that you will never forget if you ever get the chance. Definitely do it. It's a lot of driving, but it's beautiful.
I drove all the way up over by San Francisco. I have a cousin that moved out there. His job transferred him.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove. It was a 12-hour drive. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's long. Because you got to come all the way inland and then hit the 5 even to go all the way up.
Yeah.
I don't like driving the 5 as much. It's a lot quicker. But I don't like driving that one as much. I try to go, you know, I'll take the 5 all the way up and then I'll take the 1 down and try to make it like a 2 or 3 day thing, you know, with a couple stops along the way, get a hotel. And,
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's the longest drive that I don't know if I'm going to visit you again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that before. I had a client, Extra Space Storage. They have about 1,500 locations for us. And the CEO tells me, okay, you know, it's like a $2.5 million deal. And he goes, okay, you got to come out to Colorado and Telluride. And I'm going,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't do that, you know. And he's like, well, if you want my business, you know, you got to shake on it. And so you got to come out here and sign on it. And I'm like, wow. So he agreed to sign over all the locations. So I told the CEO, I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, drive up to Telluride. So I literally, like,
well,
went home.
Well, you're paying for it, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That contract is still kicking now, and that was 7 years ago. Yeah, and so they're still with us. I literally went home, packed a bag, drove all the way out there, met up with them, had a big meeting. It was literally like an overnight thing. Like, I got off of work at 5 o'clock, packed a bag. I started driving like 6:30. Literally just filled up the car and went. Yeah. So it was like an all night thing. And then I was there in the morning before 9 a.m. when they started. And the guy couldn't believe it. He was like, oh my God, you really just, I was like, yeah, hey, money's on the table, man. I got babies.
You said it. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm like,
you shake your hand, I gotta go.
They didn't have any flights available going straight into Telluride, so I literally had to drive. You know, it wasn't a popular town, where we could just go. I couldn't just go like LAX to Telluride. I would have still had to end up driving like 4 hours. I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna drive. Yeah, it was definitely a memorable thing. I don't think I'll ever forget, but it definitely cemented me within the company too, so that was nice. Don't have to worry about work.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, probably a very insightful drive, too. A lot of sight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, most of it was at night. I'm not going to lie to you. So I was kind of like overdosing on energy drinks and coffee all the way over there. And then I remember I had a good breakfast.
Yeah,
by the time I was done, I went and got like the most rinky-dink hotel you ever seen because it's such a small town out there. And it was like all snowy. I got like the smallest little hotel and I just slept for like 8-9 hours straight. And then I started driving home again when it was like nighttime.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but it was still like a 13-14 hour straight drive. So it was tough.
Man.
And that's flying too. Yeah, like I was going at night, so there wasn't a lot of traffic either. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Mhm.
That right there, I don't know.
Yeah. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, I mean, somebody calls you a couple million bucks on the line, you're going to do it, you know. If I got to go to Florida, I'm going to do
it. Right.
Yeah.
Florida's a different thing, because listen to you know, Florida, listen to that weather. You hear Florida, you hear beautiful weather, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
You got something to look forward to. No, this was, it was all snowy in Colorado, so it was weird. Mm-hmm. And then it was real eerie. Like the last 4 hours, I started questioning myself if I was moving in the right direction, because you just, you know, you're just cutting through these mountains and it's like there's only one way to go, you know, each way. And I'm like, wow, I've been going this straight route for however long. Imagine if I went like 3-4 hours in the wrong direction. So I started questioning.
Oh,
the GPS cuts off and I'm like, well, there's only one way to go is forward. So
no signal, no nothing,
just one way to go. And I'm like, okay. And a signal kicks in and I'm like 30 minutes away. I'm like,
That would have been trippy right there for me.
It was scary. Yeah. I got a good car though. Mm-hmm. I still actually have that truck. I had a Toyota 4Runner back then. The thing just, I've taken it so many places, Yosemite and all kind of stuff. But you're going to love it. I mean, that drive is long, but you're going to, you know, dad points for real when you take your kids to Disneyland. It's
I've been there.
Yeah.
I was there once last year.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend took me.
Mm.
And that was my first time. My girlfriend.
Did you just go to Disneyland or you went to both parks? Because they have some new stuff now.
I just went to Disneyland.
Okay, yeah, they got some new stuff now. It's worth doing the California Adventure too. I know it's a lot to do, try to knock out in one day, but they got that Cars Land over there from the Disney movie Cars, and that thing's pretty cool. Like they rebuilt like the whole Arizona vibe to it. It's got like it's based on Route 66, the movie, but they have it gives you like a Sedona. Mm-hmm. Type feel that they build this like facade, which I don't think you'd really care to see that though. You probably see that all the time. For us, it's amazing.
I never hit the Route 66.
Yeah,
Actually, I think I did driving through Texas and New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And going back home to Chicago.
Yeah, it's got a real Sedona feel with the landscape that they build with the cars. Yeah, give you all those rock formations kind of thing.
Yeah,
and then it's got like a old like 50s vibe with a lot of like neon lights at night, and you know, and then they have this really cool ride. So it's pretty cool. It's very feel almost like when you walk into a baseball park kind of feel to it. It's cool.
That might have to come another time, because we did Universal and I did Disney first day, and then we're doing Universal second.
Oh yeah, Universal's really cool now too, because of that Mario Land. I took my son over there too. Yeah, it's cool. I took him there the week it came out, and we got like this early access pass. We're only about 45 minutes from Universal Studios. So,
yeah, a friend of mine did that with his kids. They got early access passes.
Oh yeah. Universal's not all, well, it depends. I've gone so many times because I'm a Southern California native, so I feel like it's a lot of walking, and I get used to what to expect. But the first three times you go, it's pretty amazing. Like the Harry Potter stuff that they have, if you're into Harry Potter, and the Mario World is pretty amazing. And the back lot.
So yeah, Mario World. Okay.
Yeah, Mario
World.
That's
what we're doing. We're grabbing the tickets on that.
Yeah. Yep. You know, they have a deal on Groupon. I don't know if you know what Groupon.com.
Uh-huh. How many is in that Groupon?
I think you could get up to 5 or 6, and they give you a deal, though. Like, if you buy more than 2, I think they shave, like, $30-$40 off each ticket. So instead of it costing, like, $130, it's like, $90 or $100 each.
I thought it was, like, $25 each.
For Universal Studios?
Yeah, well, because Disney got Mario 2 also, right?
No. Mario is from Universal Studios. They have that, actually. Okay. They have all the rights to it, Universal Studios Hollywood. They have all the rights to, like, the Fast and the Furious movies. So, like, the back lot from Universal Studios is the reason why everybody says go to Hollywood to, like, pursue your dreams as, like, an actor and stuff, is because they actually film, like, most TV shows and the things that you watch on Netflix in that back lot. So it's actually at Universal Studios in the back lot. And then they have a back lot tour, which will take you back there. So I've gone one time, I saw The Rock was back there as they were, like, filming. You're, like, driving on this tram, like, going by where there's actual sets and people are... Yeah, it's a real back lot. Yeah.
I guess the girlfriend might be getting a real good discount because she's been to Disneyland so many times with her daughter, and her family goes out there. So she was telling me it was like $25 or $35 a ticket.
For Disneyland or Universal Studios?
For Mario.
The Mario Land, it's Universal Studios, so like the one day general admission, I just pulled it right now with the discount, it's $109, so it's $109
per person.
Yeah, per person for the day. Mm-hmm.
Well, oh no, I'm talking. Well, we already purchased the ticket. Already purchased those tickets.
Interesting.
Now we're just talking about doing the Mario, the access.
Oh, the early access for Mario. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Okay, now we're on the same page. So yeah, you bought those tickets. They're usually $109 per ticket, and then the Mario's, yeah, it's about $25 or $20 extra for early access. Okay. But the thing is with that is that you have to get there early. So like you have to get there at 8 o'clock, or there's no point. If you end up getting there at 9, then there's really no point in buying that because then you're going to end up in the line with everybody else. But what they do is if you have that pass, they let you into Universal Studios before it even opens, like an hour before it even opens. And then you got to go basically.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's really cool. It's worth it.
Yeah, we got an Airbnb, so yeah, we're spending some money right now.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. My wife and I are about to have our 1 year, and in August I'm taking them to the Big Island of Hawaii, and so we're about 3 months out from that, from August 20th to the 30th. I'm gonna do 10 days out there.
Nice.
Yeah, with our boys.
Nice.
So. I'm the same way. I already booked the Airbnb, I booked the flights, and I booked the rental car, but now we got to do all the filler stuff. So it's a lot of money.
I'm looking at you. I'm hoping I'll be able to do this cruise. I'm planning on a cruise for the girlfriend. We talked about marriage already. We're looking at a cruise for her birthday in September.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, the cruises are awesome, like Carnival cruise lines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Norwegian one. That one has a
better.
Real nice one.
Yeah, that one's better. That one's a lot better.
Yeah.
Because the cruise ships, they get a little crampy, and a lot of the people on there, you know, you're trapped on there with them. They're crazy, and they party, and I don't know if you've been on one. Yeah. But.
Nope, I've never been on one, and she's never been on one. And
you can start to feel a little trapped.
I hope not. Well, they're so big, I hope not.
Yeah, you can. But I think the one that you're looking at, the rooms are a lot better. You could kind of go get your piece and get away from it all for a bit. But I've gone on.
I'm looking at the balcony, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a balcony room.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's always nice if you get the ones with the port, so you could see outside.
Mm-hmm.
They have ones like inland or inside, like the boat where you don't have a window. Those ones are like, whoa. Yeah, but some people get seasick, so then they need. Yeah, but it's better. You know, you just stare out on the horizon. You get fresh air. Mm-hmm. It feels a lot better.
Yeah, and I can open the door and walk out there whenever I feel. Yeah,
it's just that you get a lot of like a Vegas-y kind of feel to those cruise ships, though. Like, there's a lot of party like that because when you're on international waters, you can gamble. You know, gambling's fine. Yeah, so a lot of them gamble, and there's a lot of poker in there, and like casinos in there, and then you have areas where like, you know, obviously the drinking. Some people buy like the unlimited alcohol passes, or, like the, you know, so they just get wasted.
Yeah.
So you got all different kinds of characters in there, and then if you're running around with kids in there too, it's like, ah, you know, me, I get a little grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, drunk guy, stop touching my son.
Oh, that ain't gonna happen because I got a 13-year-old and I got an 8-year-old girlfriend's daughter. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, I start giving him that look, like, man, you're gonna get punched. You get your lights punched out on this ship.
Yeah, because they don't want that. I'm gonna have to suck, I'm gonna have to stalk somebody out. I don't want
yeah. No, yeah, you could have a good time though. The cruise ships are awesome. So far, I could say marriage is awesome. You know, she I owe her that. I think for guys, it's like, you know, marriage. You know, but for
I've been married once, so.
Oh, okay. So you already know then what's at risk.
Yeah, I'm divorced. Two years in a divorce, and she's actually finishing up her divorce right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. And they try to get everything. That's why it's like, for guys.
Well, actually she's giving him everything. She don't want nothing from him. She has her own money.
That's
nice. She owns property and you know, my ex tried to get everything, so.
Yeah. That's tough. But that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. It's harder to incentivize a man to get married than a woman, because a woman leaves more than likely she's gonna get paid for it and child and everything else, but for us, they kind of stick it to us. So.
Yeah, but she's got houses that she makes money off of.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, my wife's not originally from America, so so I always joke with her. I'm like, yeah, you want to leave? You know, I'll ship you right out of here.
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend's from Mexico. She's from Sinaloa.
Oh wow, yeah, no, my wife's from El Salvador originally. So she's from like San Salvador, so like Central America, underneath Mexico.
Yeah.
She came over here when she was 20 years old, so Spanish is her first language. And you know, we're 30 now, we got two kids. Yeah, so.
So she's been here 10 years, wow.
Yeah, but I only met her like 6 years ago, and then I had to go through everything with the lawyer. That's like a 2.5, almost 3-year process, and then we had to go down there, get her visa, get a regular entry, petition for hardship. There's a lot. I spent a lot of money on lawyer fees just getting her paperwork. And that's all after the marriage. Yeah, so. But, yeah, I didn't ever want to wake up one day with my boys like, where's mom? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
She got mine's a citizen.
Yeah.
Well, she became a citizen. But she got here when she was 12.
She
was back and forth, but she became a citizen 4 years ago, and we worked together. That's how I met her.
Yeah, they have a naturalization process, so once you're here so many years and you pay taxes and stuff, they just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They kind of...
Well, her mom started the process for her. She got lucky.
Oh, yeah, that works, too.
Yeah.
If you have immediate family, like, that's why you have to get married, usually. It has to be, like, immediate family that's citizens. None of her immediate family are, even though they're here, they're not originally from here. They all came from El Salvador. So, yeah, the only way for her to get any kind of paperwork was the way that we did it. But I had already cranked out a couple of babies first, so I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I guess you'll get half of everything. No, she's beautiful, though. So yeah. They're very different. They think differently. They're more traditional, family-oriented.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my last one, I don't know. She's American, but... Yeah,
the Americans are different. Yeah. You know? I've gone through that too. Yeah. They, I don't know, they think like men, and they're like, yeah, it's different.
Well, she didn't think like a man. She thought like a woman, but she let her mom try to run me, and it wasn't.
Well, that's what I mean. Mom. Yeah, I mean, like the traditional woman comes in to try to be your actual partner, not trying to like overtake or impede. You know, like my wife, if I say something, a lot of times she's just like, okay, there's no argument that ensues. It's like, okay, yeah. So my life's very peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I got married at a young age. I was 22 years old when I got married.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and her mom. You know, they didn't like it. You know, our mom, they were from a small town in Iowa. I'm from Chicago, actually. And I'm biracial, by the way, also. I'm half Panamanian and half African American.
Oh, so am I, yeah. I'm English, Irish, French, and African American. So my dad's black and my mom's white. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, my dad's Panamanian and my mom's African American. You know.
From Panama?
Yeah, my dad's from Panama, yeah.
Oh, wow. So they speak Spanish there, right? Central America.
They speak Spanish, yeah.
Oh, so are you fluent? You fluent in Spanish?
No.
Oh, no.
My mom and my father, they're divorced, but my father is in my life, but I didn't get taught Spanish. They moved, my grandparents, when they moved to Florida because they wanted to be closer, because it was, you know, cheaper to fly from Florida to Panama.
Right.
And moved down to where it was warmer at, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where they wanted to be. And my father followed behind him, and he just was, you know, he was there, but not there, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, when you come from somewhere like that and then to America, it's definitely a shell shock, you know? It's like everything's different. He probably was just so wrapped up in, like, work. He probably didn't focus too much on raising you guys, you know? I can understand that, too.
Yeah.
My kids are black, white, and brown.
Well, and my ex-wife, she's white. Yeah, she's actually German, German, Italian, and I think maybe a little Irish. Mm. But they like I said, from a little town in Iowa, and you know, it was just the mom was used to wearing the pants in the family, and.
The dad got ran over, and you were like, "Oh no, here we go."
Yeah. The dad didn't say much, and I believe like this: the man should wear the pants in the family, and all that.
Yeah.
The man should be able to say something. You don't never impede inside nobody else's family. Her mom wanted to always say something, and she never stood up, and after 19 years, I got tired. Well, after 18 years, I got tired of it. And I was like, you know what? It's time for you to go. I followed her out here to Arizona, trying to keep everything together.
No, that shows commitment for sure. I know my lady's parents now, I don't have any of those issues, but I'm like 6'2", and I'm like 205. And people from El Salvador are real little. And they're also not from here, so it's like, okay, physical is out the door, and then mentally it's like they kind of ask me for advice more than anything, you know, so I don't really have any negative dynamic. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, with her dad, my father-in-law actually he manages a painting company that I own outside of this, so he originally came here and was painting. That's how he always provided for them. And then, I was like, you know, our company is partnered with Google. We put businesses on there. So when a spot became available for this Orange County area, I started paying for it myself, signed myself up. And then the jobs that came from it, I was just having him go out on. And that started like 5.5 years ago. you know, and so he manages it all. Most of them are Hispanic. They speak Spanish, but he just kind of runs it, oversees it, makes sure everything gets done, and then all the billing and the financial part of it, just to make sure it's literate, that goes through me, and my name is on most of the paperwork for insurance and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but... Nice. It's profitable. My girlfriend, you know, he's grandpa, so it helps take care of my boys too. I mean, anytime. So having them be good.
That's good.
All ties in. Yeah. I got my wife hostage at this point.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
it all falls down if you don't stay. Yeah. You know.
And my partner is my girlfriend. So.
Yeah.
You know, so she, she says we locked in, you know, ain't nobody going anywhere. I'm hers, yeah. And I ain't going nowhere. So
no, that's
and,
good.
You know, she's only been with one
married.
Guy. Oh yeah, she's telling me she wants, you know, after this. But you know, she's traditional. She's only when she's okay. She's been with her ex.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first guy she's ever dated.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't even date him. She got married to him. She was 16 years old when she was 12. 13 when she met him.
Oh wow.
And he was older, so
yeah.
He was in his 20s, so
wow.
You know, in the you know, in the Spanish culture, that's okay.
Yeah,
over there. And I was like, that's crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, she got married to him at 19, and she, you know, she's 35 now.
Wow.
So, and he's 40. There was 11. There's 11 year difference.
Oh yeah, so he's like 46, 47.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And
no,
she was tired of the whole macho man ways, and he never wanted to change. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's different too, because I know she's probably not asking for much, just for him to not be evil.
And that's exactly not to be evil.
Like, don't
dehumanize
me. Yeah, yeah. They're very simple, you know. Can't imagine him trying to maintain a relationship with an American woman. Good luck, buddy. You'd end up getting beat up by her whole family.
Well, the thing is, well, she does have family in the cartel.
Yeah.
That's the thing, so.
Yeah.
But, and they try to keep it civilized, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She got that family in the cartel.
I run into a lot of that out here. You'll notice when you go to Anaheim by Disneyland, like that area, there's a lot of Hispanics there, from Mexico even, and then, you know, we're not far. We're only an hour, really, from, the border. So, I mean, I've had, a lot of friends. They're like, my family's from there, and, even growing up, going to school, I had kids like, no, I'm originally from Mexico. I'm like, oh, what? You know, American citizen, like, no, we migrated here a couple of years ago when I was 3. I grew up around that. Like, oh, no way, you're not even American? Like, yeah, I don't say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm like, oh, this is weird.
yeah.
I mean, it's awkward. Yeah, so Southern California, there's a lot of that. So I imagine Arizona is like that though too. You guys aren't too far from the border either.
Oh man, that's what Arizona is like. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think my lady, when she came up through, Arizona and then came over to California. I don't think she crossed through TJ. And I had to learn all this because I didn't know. I actually didn't even know my wife came here illegally. I just knew that she came from there. I found out later on, once we were getting the attorney and everything, and then they were like, yeah, so we got to do,
you got to
do all kinds of different paperwork that I had to pay for. Yeah, so it turned into a lot bigger process. So I was like, why didn't you tell me that? She's like, you never asked. Oh, like, oh,
you got friends that's here, that mine's got friends that's here illegally, and and that the only way that they can either get papers is either if she has a son, but her son's a citizen, he has to actually sponsor her when he turns 21, or she has to marry somebody that's a citizen. And
yeah.
They go through the whole thing.
The whole process, yeah.
Otherwise,
it's tough. My attorney is actually like really close to Disneyland. He's in Orange, which is like the city right next to Anaheim. And then even us, like, I grew up in Huntington Beach originally in Orange County, but I live in Costa Mesa now off Harbor Boulevard. And so Harbor Boulevard is literally the street that Disneyland's on. That's the main street. It's Harbor. Yeah. And so, so if you literally just go straight towards the beach from Disneyland in that direction, then you'll end up going towards Costa Mesa, and then like the last beach city, and then Newport Beach is right there. And that's where I am now for work. Yeah. So we're like pretty connected, basically just one street straight down about 6 miles. We'll hit Disneyland.
Wow. So yeah, you're real close then.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even have to take the freeway really to get over there. I take my boys over there, and then the Google headquarters is at Irvine. So Irvine's, you know, like if you look it up on a map, it's right next to Costa Mesa, and then it's also right next to Anaheim. So we're all really close.
But you see, you get a discount for living out there. Your tickets are $83 per person.
Well, yeah, they already give us a discount, but I get it even further discounted because I know somebody. Yeah, they would give you the local discount. They do give it to you. It's like $80 per park, so it's like $160 to do the park hopper passes. And then the last time I went, I brought 5 people, and then my youngest, who's just turned 2, so I didn't have to pay for him anyway, but the 5 people times 160, you know, it would have been almost $900, you know, versus, you know what I mean? Or maybe 8, almost 9, but versus pay her $300 and she gets us all into the double park hopper, you know? So it's like, yeah, I don't have any problem paying her if she wants to meet me at the turnstalls and just give us her tickets. Once we get through, she kind of walks with us for a bit and then she goes, okay, have a good day. She goes back to doing what she's doing, and we just got to carry our tickets around. So it's pretty nice. Yeah, you spend all that money on other stuff, food and stuff. You know, it's expensive out there. Yeah, starts to add up. Yeah, they everything's overpriced in there. I definitely recommend Feed the Family before you go into the park.
That's what we're doing. We're taking snacks. We're taking a little backpack with snacks in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of great places.
What we doing?
Yeah, but you can bring the backpack in now. For a long time, you couldn't do that. Yeah, now you could do that.
Yeah.
You can fill it up with stuff, and that'll definitely help save you guys some money, too. You know, try it out to eat in there.
Water and everything. Water.
Yeah, and then, you know, the kids are going to be like, can I get this? And it's like $30 T-shirt, you know, $30 for a hat. Yeah. You know, it's before you know it, you're $500 in. But it's a long day, too. You know, if you're trying to see the fireworks, which most people do, you know, you watch movies.
When I went out there,
you want to see that.
I did that. Yeah, not
it's a long day.
Did that.
Nah, it's a long day. Yeah, I went out there in October, too. Yeah. I've only gone, like, 3 times over the past, like, between October and now. I try not to go too much, though. Yeah, it's a lot. It wears you out. I can't imagine. I'm 30 and I still get worn out. And I'm in great shape, but it's just a lot,
44.
Especially with my youngest.
I'm 44 and in decent shape.
you know how it is. It gets by the end of the day, you're like you're yawning, your eyes are burning. You know, it's like, all right, guys, let's go.
Yep.
And the kids can just go all day long though. But anyway, I feel like I could talk with you all day.
I swear we could.
Yeah. It's the mixed ethnicity, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's so much in common already.
Yeah. Well, you guys come out here, you're going to have to drive down that Harbor Boulevard, come say hi, you know?
We are definitely going to the Santa Monica Pier on Saturday. We're definitely doing that.
That's a long drive right there, actually. You're going to go the 5 to the 91 and get off. It's a long one.
I gotta take
Santa Monica Pier is cool, though.
They've been out there to Cali, but we was all the way up north, right? They never been to the beach. Well, my son has. I took him actually to the pier once, actually, because I took him to Splash Mountain, because my son is the only one that stays with me. I have 3 kids total. 2 girls that are older. I got a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old. My 20-year-old just got married, and then my 17-year-old, I'm flying her out so she can go. So she's coming here. She'll be here Tuesday of next week, and then leave Wednesday morning.
Have you ever been to the Griffith Observatory?
I never heard of that one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go to Santa Monica and Universal Studios, you might as well go there, too. It's right next to Universal City, but that's where you see the Hollywood sign. And Beverly Hills is all right there.
We just go all the way up there to the Hollywood sign. So I think I've been there.
Well, that's basically how you view it. Yeah, I mean, unless you did the hike. The hike is different. But from the Griffith Observatory, it's actually like a museum with those big telescopes on top. It's in a lot of movies. It was in, like, the Transformers.
Oh, yeah, no,
movie.
We did the hike.
Oh, okay, yeah, the hike goes towards the back of it. This one's more just kind of, like, drive up, you view it. They have a movie called La La Land. It's, like, a musical where it's just all, like, based on the Griffith Observatory right there, and you can just see the Hollywood sign. This is more, like, casual clothes. It's definitely something to see because you get to see the whole city, like, especially at sunset. The Hollywood sign's right there, and then you get the best view of Los Angeles that you could get is right there. And that park is the biggest park in LA too. So it's right next to Universal Studios. It's not that far.
Okay.
I think Universal Studios is like right next
far
to it.
From it.
It's right there. You could see the Hollywood sign from the back of Universal Studios if you go like behind the Simpsons attraction. You can see it back there. Yeah, the Simpsons land they have at the top. Yeah, you'll see a lot. Santa Monica though, it's different. So Santa Monica Pier is cool. Venice Beach, yeah. Stay away from that part.
I've been down there. Like, you know, and
yeah,
I know exactly what you mean.
Smoke
I got
clouds
actually
everywhere.
On the. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't partake in any of that. Not bashing it. I used to when I was young, you know, but now I'm not old either.
I don't want the kids to be involved with that stuff. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I wouldn't bring my kids over.
My 17-year-old may do it. I think she used to, but she don't like that, you know what I'm saying? She stays back in Chicago. She moved with her mom back in Chicago.
Yeah.
My 13-year-old son, no, I don't want him all involved with that stuff.
They're just blowing it into the street, you know, and it's like you walking by, they got homeless people right there. I mean, it's something to see, but it's just like that culture is like, leads down a bad path.
I'll stick with the Santa Monica and walk up and down that.
That's beautiful.
We hit that early in the morning, you know, nice and cool, and then, you know, about 2 o'clock leave when that sand is piping hot. So
heading away from it. The water's cool though out here. I mean, it's just not like I grew up in Huntington Beach, so it's Surf City, USA. You know, it's like
water is cold and it warms up a little bit.
Yeah, there's more beautiful water to see for sure. It's not very blue.
Cancun.
Yeah, that's,
I've been to Cancun,
I've
been to Jamaica, I've been down to Florida and all that stuff, so I've seen those waters, you know what I mean?
That water,
it ain't too bad, but it has that coldness, it'll chew you down to the bone, I'll tell you that one.
Yeah, it's cold. I usually will take my boys down to Newport Beach or Huntington Beach, you know, I got those beach cruisers, and I only live about a mile from the actual beach, so they have this, like, riverbed. You can kind of go downhill, hit the riverbed, and it goes straight to the beach from there, so I kind of can put them on the little trailer on the back of the bike, get a little workout in. But yeah, it's not the best water, though. That's why I like to go to, like, the Hawaii vacation we're booking. I'm like, okay. You know, I'll swim at those beaches. That's nice water. Here, I go, I don't know.
everybody is taking a leak in that water.
Yeah, it's like murky.
Bums out there washing their body off. you can see them, they walking out there in their underwear.
I don't know, I'll pass. I just feel weird about water where I can't see down into it. You know what I mean? Like,
That is true.
Yeah, you look down and I can't see the bottom. I'm like, what is all that? Yeah. So. Well, I don't know what I'm actually swimming in right there. Yeah. It ain't water. Yeah, water's clear. Yeah. So.
You're supposed to see that if you're walking out there. You're right.
Yeah.
So you should see the bottom of that water.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I can't even see my feet when I'm hip high. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You go over to the other places, you go to Cancun, it's fine. You know, it's beautiful. You go to Florida.
Well, in certain parts, because they got a lagoon area where you can swim with the dolphins. And
I did
that when I was out
there.
Oh, man, I couldn't see the bottom, and I freaked out because, you know, I could swim, but I couldn't, I can't float to save my life. So I had a life jacket, and I was popping back and
forth. So you're working the whole time,
Yeah. And I almost slipped up and upside down, and I can't see the bottom of the water, right? So my heart started racing, and I almost lost my, almost lost it.
Yeah.
And I had to get up out the water because those dolphins were swimming around at the bottom, and I was scared they might bite me. So I got up out of the water, and my ex had swam with the dolphins and everything. I had all these people out there. Beautiful women was out there swimming with the dolphins. They all laughed. Y'all can laugh all the hell you want to, but I just can't do it.
Oh, man. Hey, that's my childhood you're talking about, you know. I used to, when I grew up in Huntington Beach, they used to go, oh, black people can't swim. Black people can't swim. They start all the time. I go, BS, yes, I can.
I spent half my childhood trying to prove it.
I'm just dense. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're made out of muscle. We sink. We don't float.
I'm telling you. I sink.
That's funny.
I'm like you put me on the bottom of the fishing rod. I'm sinking to the bottom.
Oh man. They're probably gonna hear this call later and go, going on with these guys, man?
Exactly, you know?
Yeah. You're awesome, though. That's cool.
But what they charging monthly for Google?
Yeah, so the pricing that I had you on is for a platinum bundle, but what I would do, here, let me show you this. It'd make a lot more sense if I could show you. Hold on, Mark. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
All right, here. Give you a breakdown. I'm going to hook you up. All right. Boom. All right. And this has all our licensing and credentials on it, too. So that way you know you're working with the right people. All right. There you go. Bam. All right. So I sent a text over to you. It's from an 877 number. I'll send you my direct number with it. Yeah, but it would be $299 to shoot you straight. It would be the exact dollar amount. But what I'm doing is I'm putting you on the platinum package. So the platinum package is advertised at $599 for a reason. It's got all the directories. It basically will turn us into like your one-stop shop for everything online. That way you don't have 20 different bills floating around. Like a Yelp and a Thumbtack and a Merchant Circle and a Manta and a Bing, and, you know, all these different ones, Facebook ads, right? It's all in that package. So I just put you on that package, but I reduced the price to the cheapest package, which is the Essential. So you pay $299, but you get the $599 package, and then I waive the setup fee. The setup fee is usually $299. So, I mean, it's going to save you about $600 off the initial investment, and it'll save you $300 every month moving forward. If you look at the guys in your area that are doing this, they're killing it. They're killing it. HVAC is like one of the best industries, not just in this area. You happen to live in an area that it's almost summertime, and it's about to get really hot. But
in general.
Yeah, exactly. But just year, or not just year round, but in general, like plumbing and HVAC always do the best when it comes to Google advertising, because you guys are in a service based industry. Like if I'm cooking in the house because my AC went out or I have an issue with it and I got kids in the house, you know what I mean? That's kind of an emergency. So I'm going to pull out my phone, HVAC contractors. People are very timid about trusting HVAC contractors when they don't have like the credibility online to kind of back it up. So they look up HVAC contractors, all the credibility's there, all your reviews, you're already Google verified, you know, you have first page placement, top recommended option, website's there, you know, they click on it, if they're on a mobile device, it calls you directly, and it has a live call, so you're, you know, first line of defense for people in a service-based industry. So I know you go, hey, yeah, so it's like, you know, you spend $299, but, you know, with the kind of jobs that you guys do, I mean, the first job or two that comes in should easily offset that cost, and then everything else is just profit from there. But a big one that's doing it right now is like Semper Fi. I don't know if you heard of those guys. They're like former.
Yeah, I've heard of Semper Fi. That one I do hear about.
That guy was actually from out here. He was a Marine in Camp Pendleton in San Diego, and then he moved over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So he's originally from Southern California, but moved to Arizona. But he runs his Google Ads there. And then Arizona Dukes of Air, you know, huge one.
I've heard of them too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you think about the companies that are up there, I'm like, yeah, it's probably not the most cost-efficient thing, spending $2.99 each month. I mean, I understand, you know, expensive is a different definition for everybody, right? You know, I'm a mixed-race guy, but I live in Orange County.
For me, you got to pay to play, that's what they say.
Yeah, but you know, if you think... It's one of the best investments you can make if you're an HVAC contractor. I mean, you're literally putting yourself right in the pocket of your customers at the moment that they're searching. About 90% of the time, they're not even going past the first page. So, you know, this is where 90% of your potential prospects are going to look before they pick somebody. You know, the idea is just that we make you look as appealing as the other guys that are up there. Because starting out, I mean, you're not going to have 345 reviews. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to have 3,400 reviews like Arizona Dukes. So, you know, obviously we could get you up there, but we still got to kind of build the reputation up and make you look appealing. And obviously that's something that's just going to come the longer that you do it. You know, the clients are going to stack up, the reviews will stack up.
Now, it says set up at $299 and then it's $499 a month thereon after.
No, so what I'm doing is I'm putting you on the Platinum bundle. That's $599. Mm-hmm. You go all the, it's the last package, all the way down towards the bottom.
Oh, okay.
It's $599 with the $299 setup. I waive the setup fee. Yeah, that's usually what I get paid on it. But I waived your setup fee. And then what I did is I reduced the cost of monthly from $599 to $299, which is the essential package price. So you're basically just getting charged for like the Facebook ads, and the Google listing, the Bing listing, and then the SEO content creation. Everything else I'm throwing in as like added incentives, like the tracking system, the popular directory submissions. Those are all things that I'm going, okay, if I could give it to him, get his business moving in the right direction, I know a month or two down the line, you know, we could talk about doing like an annual package or something like that, or, you know, or if you want to go month to month, it'll at least put us in a position to work together long term. And that's really the goal. I'm not trying to, you know, set all this stuff up, go through all your verification, do all this work, because we do get in there and do it, you know, basically for you, so that way we don't have to rely on anything falling through, or not rely on it, but don't have to worry about anything falling through. So we basically do it all for your company, but I don't want to do all that and then lose you after a month is basically what I'm getting at. So I'm trying to put us in a position to where, you know, we'll work together for a long period of time. And the best way to do that would be to maximize your return, minimize your expense, show you what we could do. I'm sure after a couple months, you compare it to anything else out there like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List that we were talking about earlier. It'd be a no-brainer for you as a long-term marketing solution for the company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think about that at $299 month to month? Is that something you could see a value in giving a shot?
Yeah, I do agree with you. Being that I'll be out there on all platforms I'm sitting looking at here.
Yeah, so I could break them down for you too if you're looking at it. You're on the pricing page looking at the Platinum?
I'm just looking at what you sent me right now. I said Google Places, Bing Local. SEO, content creation, U.S. client support, Facebook advertising, popular directory submission.
Right, those are the 60 directories.
And then review, you got monitoring, optimizing, landing page. Now, I already have my website, you know.
Right. So you don't need that. We'll just use the site that you already have. I have it pulled up in front of me now.
Yep, and then I also have Instagram already at Valley HVAC refrigeration.
Right. I seen that one too. It's hyperlinked to your site, so I kind of clicked on those and pulled them up. I see your Facebook and your Instagram here.
Yep.
So the idea here isn't we don't want to duplicate anything that you already have, you know? Like we don't want to duplicate any of your listings, but we want to fill the holes on everything that you're missing. Obviously, like I said, that nothing that you currently have existing is going to be able to do for you what –